And we are firmly on the Las Vegas Strip, Radio Row, Super Bowl 58. It's going to be a fun one, and we are at the Mandalay Bay Convention Center. And speaking of fun, we're talking Hall of Fame. This is what it's all about. We mentioned it earlier, the people that got in, and this is our next guest is pretty special. Randy Gradishar, former Denver linebacker, is now a Hall of Famer. Congratulations. Welcome.
Amen. Amen.
It's been a long time coming. You have to be thrilled.
Yeah, well, first of all, I want to say, you know, it's been 35 years, and I always knew it was in God's plan. And if I get in, it's a trivia question. If you turn 35 around, what would the number be?
53.
If you turn 35, 53. And so, and that was my uniform number.
Love it.
Yeah, so it's just a great opportunity to be here.
Hall of Fame selector Howard Balzer is here, and Howard, again, Orange Crush, the first one to come in with that defense, Howard. I mean, well-deserving.
Well, no question about it, and it's been well-deserving for a long time. As Randy alluded to, 35 years, that's how many years he's been eligible for the Pro Football Hall of Fame. It's been 41 years since his career ended, and believe it or not, 50 years since his career started in the NFL. In 1974. So I guess, Randy, to say this has been a long time coming would be an understatement.
Yeah, and, you know, but I still feel it's a blessing. And I never planned, when I was a little kid in college and all, I never planned on all of this, even going back to high school. I was from Northeast Ohio and went to a small county school. We didn't even have football till I was in ninth grade. And then all of a sudden, I'm being recruited by some college guy people, universities, and never dreamed of even going to college, and let alone playing at Ohio State. And then all of a sudden, I'm finding out that I may be drafted by the Denver Broncos in 1974. Never dreamed or thought about that. And then my 10 years with the Broncos, that Orange Crush defense, and going to the Broncos' first Super Bowl way back in starting in 1977, and being part of that team. And now I'm just hoping that other guys will be considered, hoping I'm leading the way for that to be considered and for a few other guys to be considered.
Sometimes, and many have questions on the outside, sometimes it seems unexplainable why certain things happen or don't happen. And even through all those years of eligibility, you were only a finalist in that final 15 a couple times. Then the centennial class, as a senior, you were in there. It didn't happen a few years ago. Now it finally does in the seniors class. Were there times along the way that you did you wonder if this would ever happen?
Well, I learned a lot of patience along the way for 35 years, and because I felt personally that my statistics, and there was I worked with the Phil Long Dealership Group in Colorado, and the owner put together a book and started promoting me to get into the Hall of Fame, and just being able to do that and feeling, because I would have never promoted myself, or I would have never hired anybody. I never even thought of the possibility of the Hall of Fame. So a lot of credit goes to the owner of the Phil Long Dealerships. But, you know, a dream's come true now. And, yeah, waiting a long time. I learned a lot of patience along the way. And I got called in by the Denver Broncos owners, Greg Penner and Kerry Penner. They owned the Broncos. And I found out that they tricked me. They said they originally wanted to come in and talk about why the Orange Crush defense was so good. And this was just 2 weeks ago on a Thursday. And then my wife and I went in on Friday to talk to the ownership. Well, I wasn't going to say, no, I'm not coming in. And so we sat there and talked about the orange. I was describing Orange Crush information. And then all of a sudden we walk in. He said, well, let's go to this other room. So we walk in, and there's 25, 30 media people standing there. And I hugged my wife, Beth, and I said, I'm finally in! I realized that, and I'm looking around. I turn to my right, and I see that guy named Tom Jackson and Billy Thompson, who I played with. They were there, and the Broncos set all that up. And so that was just a great, great experience for me, and finally knowing that I'm in the Pro Football Hall of Fame.
And Steve Water. I'm sorry, Steve Atwater.
Atwater.
One of the, I don't know why I said water.
He lied to me, too.
Well, I'm sure he did. I'm sure he did.
That guy could hit like a mule.
Oh, he definitely could. And he was enshrined a few years ago. And,
right.
And the Hall of Fame now, with the process, brings other Hall of Famers to that, quote, knock on the door or the meeting room, whatever it might be, to it. And that had to be meaningful also. But the whole Orange Crush deal, and it's interesting. You mentioned your number before here right on his shirt is his number 53 in orange, of course. So what was it about that defense with the players, the teammates, the coaching, and all that that made – and certainly the nickname was a great one, and that
yes.
certainly gave it an identity. But what was it about that defense that made it so good?
Well, I mean, the credit at that point, John Rawlson was a coach, started in 72 and went up to 76, and he drafted that whole defense.
Wow.
And so, and then my defensive coordinator and coaches, Merle Moore, Bob Gamble, Stan Jones, they were all the Orange Crush coaches, and Joe Collier created the 34 defense. And I was very familiar with that kind of style because I played that kind of style in college. And so I was very used to it because I never played in a 43 defense. Everybody else was 43 defense. So this 34 defense got created, and nobody knew how to block us. And where were we going and all that.
That's awesome.
And then all of a sudden we're helping the offense win some games because we get the interception, we get the fumble, we get the good yardage, you know, for our offense to score. And so it was just a great experience and a lot of history behind that. And thankful to our Bronco fans that have been loyal since 1960 and just really appreciate that.
That's awesome.
You mentioned being thankful, and there must be so many things in that aspect of it, but what I so many that you would thank, but what are you most thankful for?
Well, just I go back to my parents, the upbringing that I had. They were Depression kids. All they knew was work. I worked at my dad's grocery store in Champion, Ohio, and then all of a sudden playing ninth grade football, learned how to be disciplined and do hard work athletically. And then going to Ohio State, Woody Hayes, learned a lot from that, not just on the football field, but Woody was a great coach for 28 years at Ohio State, influenced thousands of young athletes in his career there. And he always talked about paying forward and then coming to the Denver Broncos and being drafted by Denver and being part of that team and part of that Bronco history and still today. I'm just very grateful to be that first representative of the Orange Crush.
Before we let you go, you mentioned Woody Hayes. I was going to ask you about him. Talk about the real Woody Hayes behind closed doors and the Woody Hayes in terms of the kind of perception of what he was.
Yeah, I mean, he was a great guy, and everybody knows he had a temper once in a while. And, you know, even when we were a freshman, he'd bring all the freshmen in for 28 years. He did this every class. And he would be energetic about it, and he would actually – he said, Randy, you got to start paying forward. I said, okay, how do I do that? And he said, I'm going to show you. So for 28 years, he would take in the spring quarter. We didn't have football. And then he took us to nursing homes, hospitals, high schools, middle schools, all over just being explored, being paying forward. And the paying forward thing is about volunteering, donating, getting involved with the community, sharing your life experiences. And so, and that's always been left with me for a long, long time.
Randy Gratishar, fabled Orange Crush defense. You are now a Hall of Famer.
Thank you.
Congratulations.
Congratulations. And it's just really been a real blessing. And then now having the opportunity to experience this you know, at the Super Bowl, great.
And on a positive view, all this time you have to prepare your speech.
Yeah, right. I haven't gotten that far yet.
No. Thank you so much. Congratulations.
You're welcome.
There he is, Hall of Famer Randy Gradishar, former Denver linebacker from that fabled Orange Crush defense. Pretty spectacular, Howard.
Pretty amazing. And to wait as long as he did. I mean, when you think of that, he started playing in the NFL a half a century ago.
Oh, my goodness.
And finally to get the call.
Let's take a timeout.